Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry. Father Tim Galvin is one of the guests at our upcoming webinar Thursday week called We Cannot Remain Silent. Our other guests are Sister Orla Tracy and Julianne Mourne. The music you can hear in the background is some traditional music from the Sudan. Father Tim Galvin from Brosna, you're very welcome. Lovely to chat to you this morning on Horizons.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Just for listeners, Father Tim, can we go back to the beginning and get you to tell us a little bit about your history of missionary work?
I was ordained a priest in 1978, a member of St. Patrick's Missionary Society, Kilteagan. And my first 5 years was spent in Kenya in the Diocese of Kitui. Then in 1983, a number of us were asked to open a new mission for the society in Sudan at the time, now South Sudan, in the Catholic Diocese of Torit.
And you have worked there ever since. How many years so have you been in South Sudan?
I have been there since 1983. That's 38 years.
And you're just home on holidays at the moment and going back?
Yes, I came home there about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I'm resting now for a few months and hope to go back in November.
Is your community vastly reduced? Are there very few priests out there in South Sudan at the moment?
A good number of diocesan priests have been ordained over the years since I went to Sudan. And also St. Patrick's missionaries, we have changed. Because about 20 years ago, we were mostly an Irish congregation or an Irish society with a few members from Scotland, England and the United States. But 20 years ago, we began to take in students from countries where we worked, like Kenya, Nigeria, Zambia and Malawi. So nowadays, we are an international society now at the moment, consisting mostly of Irish members and African members.
What is your job? What do you do on a day-to-day basis when you're back in South Sudan?
I'm in a parish with another priest who is Nigerian, who was ordained last year. And we work together with a congregation of sisters from Uganda. We are very much involved in education. In 2013, a parish school was started, a primary school, because the people said they needed the church to help them with education. So a primary school was started in 2013, and in February of this year, the first students of that school, did a primary leaving examination. So I am very much involved in education, not in teaching itself, but in providing assistance to the sisters who are administering the school. And we have also begun a secondary school in the parish, because when the children finish primary school, they want to go to secondary school, and there is no viable secondary school in the area.
Is the South Sudan still as poor as it was? Is there an awful lot of poverty there?
I would say there is a lot of poverty there. There are resources there also in terms of oil, in terms of gold, etc. There is good agricultural land throughout South Sudan. But what has plagued South Sudan is war. There was a civil war, first of all, from 83 to 2005 between the North and the South. Then in 2011, the South got independence. But in 2013, the Southerners themselves started fighting among themselves. And there is a lot of insecurity in the country now at the moment. I'll give you an example. The Diocese of Torit that I belong to is celebrating centenary of faith this year. And the idea was they would go around to the old parishes and celebrate there. So on the Feast of the Assumption, the 15th of August, there was a celebration in a certain parish. And there were a congregation of local sisters had been based there years ago, before the war began. They returned to celebrate that day, hoping that maybe they might return to the parish when it is more peaceful. They were returning to the capital city, Juba. They were attacked on the road and two sisters were killed. And also there was a motorcyclist killed. Two other men were killed also. So 5 people were killed that day. But there's a lot of insecurity. The country is not peaceful.
Do you feel safe?
I do, but even when I'm traveling myself, I would like to travel always with local people. Because if an incident arises, maybe I will get a bit of protection. I don't like to travel on my own there. And I would also say prayers before I travel.
Are there any solutions? These problems seem to be huge. It's a very young nation. Are there any solutions to the ongoing fighting and the poverty?
I think one solution has to be education. I would hope that through promoting education, especially girls' education, that people might be able to think for themselves more and to realise that this fighting is getting us nowhere. We have to sit down and talk. We have to sit down and dialogue. But unfortunately, human nature itself is sometimes an element of greed, an element of power. That's all there. And sometimes it creeps into all of us, I suppose, in a way. But that is one of the problems I feel that is there in South Sudan. The leadership that is there is not concerned too much about the people. It seems to be concerned more about enriching themselves. Anyhow, if more of a people can be educated, then they will realize what is taking place and maybe they will find a peaceful way where there can be more justice in the country, where the resources of the country can be of benefit to more people, to the majority of the people, to the whole population.
I'm very aware, Father Tim, that you watch the Kerry mission, the diocesan mission, and a variety of different things, and of course, football the whole time, whatever's happening here. Do you still feel connected to Kerry Diocese?
I do, yes, I suppose, to my home place where I live in Brusna in Kilmainham. And when I come home, I meet the people there and we relate to each other. I go to matches and enjoy it. I do feel connected. Last December, there was a GoFundMe collection organized by my cousin, supported by my nephew, Anthony Maher, in our project of building a secondary school. And the Bishop of Kerry sent a good donation to me. I was grateful to him for that. So that connection is still there. The Bishop of Kerry, of course, he did some of his studies in Kilteegan. So I knew him as a student when he was in Kilteegan.
So you feel financially supported the work that you're doing from Kerry Diocese, and I think Abbey Feel as well. Limerick does some work with you.
I can't forget Abbey Feel in West Limerick. There is an organisation there called Abbey Feel for Africa. Abbey Feel for Africa has been a great supporter of our mission in South Sudan since 1995.
How has COVID impacted the South Sudan?
Well, when it was the end of March last year, we were told COVID came into Africa, came into Kenya, and we were told to close the schools and we were told to close the churches. We did that. The borders were closed also from South Sudan into Kenya, from South Sudan into Uganda. But there were still essential services were allowed to come. If there was a truck coming, bringing petrol or bringing food and things like that, there was no passengers allowed, but there was a driver and an assistant driver in every vehicle coming. But otherwise, in our area, COVID didn't seem to affect us at all. I have a couple of reasons for that. One being that South Sudan is very undeveloped, so there is little movement of people from place to place. So there is little transmission of the disease. And secondly is we have a very warm climate in South Sudan. People spend most of their time outdoors, not in houses. So because of that, I don't think COVID transmits as easily outdoors as it does within houses. Anyhow, that's my explanation. But in other countries in Africa, COVID badly affected them. For example, in Nairobi in Kenya, many people have died because of COVID. It is there and it is all over Africa. But it does not seem to have affected us so far in South Sudan. God has blessed us.
That's really good news. Mission Month and being a missionary. How do you define mission?
Well, I suppose it starts from the command of Jesus at the end of Matthew's Gospel, go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all of creation. I suppose it comes from that command of Jesus before he ascended into heaven to his disciples. And during Mission Month this year, the theme is We cannot stay silent. We have to proclaim. That's the theme of Mission Month this year. And I suppose when we hear good news, we want to share it. And I suppose the good news is that we are loved by God, that Jesus died and has risen from the dead, that there is hope for the whole world. So we want to share that good news, the love of God for the whole world. So that is the basis of mission, really.
Father Tim Galvin from Brosna, you feel very passionate about creation, spirituality, about the season of creation, about the environment. Why do you feel so strongly about it?
Well, there are a number of reasons. One is that we are destroying ourselves. We are destroying the planet. We are using the resources of the planet without thinking what we are doing to the planet. And the planet is a beautiful thing. I want to tell you a story. Last year, I was in South Sudan. We created a space at the entrance of the primary school, and we planted trees there. We planted flowers. And while we were there planting these, the watchman in the school pointed out to us a number of plants that were growing in that space. He said, "Look at this plant here. We use this plant to cure ourselves from jaundice. This plant here, we use this plant to cure ourselves from diarrhea. There is a plant here that the snakes don't climb over, so we put that at the entrance of our houses so that the snakes will not enter our house." The earth does so much for us. We planted trees there, and they are native trees and non-native trees, but the native trees, they produce fruit. And during the dry season, when there is a shortage of food, people go to the forest and they collect these fruits. And that is how people live. The earth gives us food. The earth gives us healing. As I saw from a traditional society, they know the value of these plants. Pope Francis, he wrote a letter in 2015 to all people. It's called Laudato Si. And he called Earth our mother. And Mother Earth feeds us, heals us, protects us. And this time of the year, I walk up by my house up the road, and the blackberries are ripening. When we were young, every one of us went out, we picked blackberries, and our mothers made blackberry jam. And around Brosna, there was a blackberry factory run by Shawnee Leahy, and people made money. They collected barrels of blackberries. We seem to have lost our connection with the earth, the connection which the people of South Sudan, where I live, still have, because they see the value of these plants which are growing.
What's your plan for the future? Are you going to come back and retire here in Brosna?
I have been to the doctor, and she has given me a good bill of health. So I feel that I can still continue. And I suppose I still have the enthusiasm. And now we are starting a secondary school, thanks to the donations which people gave in Kerry and in West Limerick and throughout the country. The buildings are up now. It's just to get it started now for the next academic year. But there's still work to be done.
Father Tim Galvin, from Brosna to South Sudan, thanks very much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you, Mary, and thank you, the listeners.
And don't forget, you can hear more from Father Tim Galvin at our webinar Thursday week, We Cannot Remain Silent. There's a pop-up when you land on our website page, and you can register there. After the break, Geraldine O'Sullivan on mental health.